Welcome to Time with Albert, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 12th, Friday, 2020, day 164. Today's topic, God is testing your heart. Do you know that? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 132, verses 1 to 5. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 1 to chapter 10, verse 29. Acts chapter 8, verses 14 to 40. Proverbs 17, verses 2 to 3. Today's main passage, Proverbs 17, verse 3. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received. Today. From Jesus. Is. God is testing your heart. Do you know that? Today's all four passages is about how God tests human hearts through sufferings. Number one, Psalm 132, verses 1 to 5. King David, in his sufferings and self-denial, always planned to build a temple for God in Jerusalem. He is being described as a man after God's own heart. As in Acts chapter 13, verse 22. Number two, 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 1 to chapter 10, verse 29. King Solomon completed his father King David's wish to build a temple and in the peak of his kingship. But it is so sad that he started to live on his own and sat on God's throne to do things God forbidden all kings to do, according to Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 16 to 17. He collected lots of silver and gold. He went to Egypt to purchase the best horses, and he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. That's money, power, and sex. He failed the test. At the end of 1 Kings chapter 11, records his death. Number three, Acts chapter 8, verses 14 to 40. Because of the death of Stephen as the first martyr of Christians, the early church was under Greek persecution. And because of these Greek sufferings, disciples of Jesus were being scattered to Samaria. And many Samaritans accepted the word of God and then being baptized by the Holy Spirit. Also, the power of the Holy Spirit led Philip to bring gospel to an important official from Ethiopia, and Enoch was being baptized. The great persecution and suffering tested the disciples' hearts, and the kingdom of God is extended. is being extended. Number four, Proverbs 17, verse 3. That's today's main passage. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Yes, we are being tested, with fire. High temperature fire. Do you know that God is testing your heart through this pandemic? Let us be willing to be tested by God to have a spiritual revival and to bring more people back to Jesus, that his kingdom being extended, his name be glorified. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to be tested by you through this pandemic, that your kingdom being extended and your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you grasp this diamond opportunity to be tested by God? Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.